We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just wrapped up an interview with James S. Murray, otherwise known as Murr on Impractical Jokers. So, Deuce, you got a tough act to follow, man. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Just had some fun talking to Murr of the Impractical Jokers. I know you're aware that I'm pretty much a junkie of that show.
No doubt about it. I am aware.
Hey, Deuce, on a much more serious side of things, over the weekend, your home state of Mississippi took down the Confederate emblem on the state flag, and they're getting a new flag. What was that? What was your reaction to that?
Much needed. I think it's a process. It's been a process when you look at that whole situation, and it was literally probably within the last hour the governor signed it. Governor Tate Reeves did sign the bill. And when I say much needed, it's because you want something that brings you together as far as a state is concerned and really as a country. And so, but particularly for Mississippi and, you know, really being the last one, last state, to have that emblem or that symbol. And, you know, I understand the argument that originally that was not what that symbol meant, but that's where it is now. And so for them to kind of try to move forward and unite everyone, whether you stay in the state or whether you have roots from that state, I think it's a positive step.
Now, Deuce, even from an economic standpoint, I thought was interesting that if you look at the pressure from the NCAA, that they had said that schools in Mississippi can no longer host events like college baseball regionals. We all know the success of the Mississippi State Bulldogs and Ole Miss or Rebels, especially in college baseball, or a super regional, or the first or second round NCAA women's basketball tournament, as long as the flag had the Confederate emblem. So don't you think that it's almost from an economic standpoint that we have to go forward, not only that you could say doing the right thing going forward, and but it just makes sense from an economic standpoint when you host an event.
Bobby, what's interesting is that was not the final push, or that was not what pushed them over. That was a pretty good nudge, but that was not what pushed them over. You want to know what pushed them over?
What was that?
Religion. When they got the religious leaders behind them, that's really what pushed them to say, yes, we've got to make the call. I mean, but from an economic standpoint, yes, that was a factor. I mean, you had all of the athletic directors as well as the head coaches, not just football, you had basketball, baseball, all sports from your major universities go down and really lobby the legislator as well as, you know, other individuals, but really the legislators, and try to explain and tell them, hey, look, this is something that we need for our state. We want to be able to move forward. We want to be able to promote that. You know, we're headed in the right direction, and we're all pulling in the same direction. And I think that really helped. But it wasn't the final thing that pushed them over. I mean, I think it was really the religious leaders that got the ball all the way over the line. And you know, and even to say that, it was still a close vote as far as, because there was a couple things that needed to happen. You needed not only to have the majority, but to even get to the majority, you had to have 2/3 of the House as well as the Senate
to be able to suspend the rules to be able to add it. And once they did, that. That was Saturday. On Sunday, you just needed a plus one vote, you know, to have a 50%. And today, the governor did sign the bill, and he basically knew if they had the 2/3 votes, it was veto-proof, and so there was no sense of him vetoing it if they did have the 2/3 votes. And so it was interesting just to be able to sit back and watch it. And you know, you did have people that were against it as far as protesting and wanting you did want you had people that wanted the voters to decide. So even to this day, right now, what they do have is the voters will decide on what the new flags will be. And so there's certain language that has to be implemented into with the new flag, basically, and God We Trust has to be on it. And, you know, in a sense, that's questionable that you put that, but that's for a different subject. But at the end of the day, you don't have what you're going to use as your flag yet. We just do know that the one that we currently have will be retired.
And, you know, Deuce, you look at Mississippi, they tried this in 2001. 64% of the voters chose to keep the flag. But you look at that's two decades ago. It's almost, you know, you think about when you were at Ole Miss and University of Mississippi, how times have changed. And I've thought it's all about timing. And you look at different players and how much recognition and stroke they have. I thought it was interesting. I'm looking at Mississippi State's Kylan Hill, one of the top returning running backs in the SEC. Last season, he said, either change the flag or I won't be representing this state anymore. And he says, I mean that. And he said, I'm just tired. So the point I'm bringing up with that is that, come on, if you want to have a successful program, and I still think it's like that in the SEC or the NFL, you got 70 to 75% African-Americans. If you want the best players on the field, it's all about competition. That it just stands to reason, whether it's Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, whatever it might be, that this is the right thing to do going forward if you're going to compete on a national level. Now, I know sports is different than maybe how the public might think, but we all love sports. And I thought that was a bold statement and the right timing with Kylan Hill and what he was able to do and give his opinion.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Bobby, you hate that he even had to come out and say that. And you know, obviously, his leadership and his courage to even be able to say it. And, you know, he's not put to the test to have to actually go out and do it. So you're thankful right for that. But, you know, he had the support not only from the university, but from the SEC as well as the NCAA. So if it had have come to that, you figured that he would have been able to transfer without penalty fairly easy just because of everything that was going on. And I do agree with you. Timing is everything. But what's interesting, when you go back to the 2001 vote where you did have 64% to say to keep the flag, it was because of another flag that the choice. And so it was because right of the choice of it, not to just strictly change the flag. And I think that was creative in a sense of, you know, the choice that you did have as far as that is concerned. And even going forward in November, I mean, usually you're going to have always a heavy turnout because of a presidential election. But going forward with this being on the ballot, how much is that going to sway? You know, you talk about maybe an individual, you know, you don't have to put a letter beside them, but you talk about an individual that voted nay or yay. How much is that going to sway a race or two, you know, maybe that will be coming up, not only this election, but, you know, going forward, just because it is something that's controversial. I mean, and so it's always interesting to be able to watch some of that stuff and not talking on a national level, but just really on a local or state level for the state. And so that it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that all unfolds. But, you know, I think from an economic standpoint, you know, you talk about Mr. Joe Sanders being able to step up and say something. I mean, he Sanderson Farms, I mean, his position, obviously he wants to be able to have something that unites all Mississippians and, you know, something that we can all be proud of. And for him to come out and say something, and there were others. I mean, I think it was just, you know, a really unique opportunity and something that just, you know, it hit right for him. Because I could tell you, if you would have probably asked a month ago if this was going to be something that have happened, I mean, because there's been deals brought up and they died in committee, you know, for years. I mean, we can go back 20 years plus, and nothing ever happened or occurred with it. But this was the right timing for it to do so.
And Deuce, I'm not just saying this because you're on the radio with us now, but I'm looking at Ole Miss retired Eli Manning's jersey, the number 10. And that's going to come about during the 2020 season. The school had announced that. Just the third player in Ole Miss history to have his number retired. You know, we all know about Archie Manning, number 18, Eli, number 10, Chucky Mullins, number 38. And they scheduled to take that to take place September 19th. Hopefully that's the case in a home game versus Auburn with Eli. But how can you not be a part of that? When you consider your influence and what you gave back to the university and your involvement, I mean, I'm just – you don't have to comment on this, but I'm just saying if you're going to retire Eli Manning's jersey and, you know, the Manning family, we all know what we think about them here in the South. Not only in New Orleans, but Mississippi, you got Eli, you got Archie, and then Chucky Mullins. But how can you not have Deuce McAllister's jersey retired at Ole Miss?
Patience, young grasshopper. Patience, young grasshopper. No, for me, I would prefer to see, God bless his soul, Ben Williams and Gentle Ben, young man that passed away, played. I think probably 9 or 10 years with the Buffalo Bills. He was a trendsetter. If you don't know the name, just go and Google him. I would love to see Ben Williams be able to his jersey be able to retire because he was the individual that opened the door for, you know, particularly the African American football player there at the University of Mississippi. So, you know, for me, if it happens, hey, great. But you know, for what Ben was able to do and the doors that he was able to open, you know, that's what's really special.
Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher. And Deuce, go hit the links, man. I know you're going to get back on the course perhaps tomorrow or whatever. But
if not tomorrow, it'll definitely be Thursday. Got to beat the rain. Got to beat the rain.
But Deuce, can you handle the heat? It's hot out there.
Oh, but I can handle the heat, Bobby. It just makes you – be a little more selective on your outdoor beverages, but I can handle the heat. The heat doesn't bother me.
Deuce is in really good shape right now, Bobby. Deuce is in really good shape right now. He's working hard.
If you can get it in within 4 hours, 3.5 really, if you're playing well. So I can handle the heat. That's not a problem.
Well, if Deuce is in shape, you might have to activate him.
No, you don't have to activate him now. I'm just walking.
Deuce, always a pleasure, man. Thanks. Take care, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.